Horny and Longing. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Mojito by Lawrence Harlett. Looks like the chemistry's there all right, I said, and followed him with my eyes as he walked to the bar to get us some refills. He likes you. He danced with you the whole evening. I looked straight at my wife and squeezed her hand. He may have danced with me, she said, with a wry smile, squeezing my hand back. But you're the one he's drooling over. She pushed against my knee with hers, forcing me to meet her gaze. Or are you going to tell me you hadn't noticed? I glanced over at him. Stood there at the bar with his back towards us, while in my mind I saw the two of them in front of me dancing. A close and intimate dance, holding on to one another tightly, teasing hands running over their bodies. Little summer swallows flying from her lips to her neck, their bodies pressed against one another, him, one thigh clenched between hers, when the opportunity arose, and her, grinding on his thigh to rhythms that were already enough to make you sweat. Marion and I had decided that it was time to make some of our fantasies a reality, and one of the most obvious fantasies was a threesome. Our third could be a man or a woman, it didn't matter. Crossing boundaries was what it was about. Marion's exhibitionism, which she acknowledged openly and practiced by strutting around the house naked for hours before we made love, and my voyeurism that was more than satisfied by her. Making love with an audience was taboo, and what we were looking for now was a third participant, the taboo of enjoying the most intimate pleasure with more than one other. Something religious type said is a sure path to damnation was on the cards now. I left it to Marion to decide whether it would be a man or a woman, and she said she would feel safer with a man because that way she wouldn't have to worry about rivals. I thought that was a great idea. I had nothing against batting for the other team. And one of my oldest fantasies was about watching her take two guys at once. Seeing her crouched on all fours, swaying her hips, her butt in the air. One cock in her pussy and one in her mouth. So I said, great. My only condition is that he has to be younger than us. That way I can match his vigour with my experience. And now we were sat at a table in a nightclub, about to make the fantasy a reality. Maybe with this beautiful young man we had been courting for several hours now. We had danced, with each other of course, but mostly with other partners to show that Marion was available. Frank was his name. Marion took a liking on him very quickly, and now she thought he had taken a shine to me. He turned towards us and smiled through the crowd, his face lit up. We smiled back, and without taking the eyes off him, Marion said, are you really going to tell me you hadn't noticed? I shook my head energetically, a little too energetically. I was about to protest when he started coming back towards us with the drinks, and instead of pursuing the issue any further, I blurted out, are you ready for this, honey? Marion gave me